This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
I see a lot of residential homes over the duration of the year, probably well over 250. Some places are a real treat to work with, others are more challenging. On some of the tougher sites, I have to tell my clients that they're just playing with half of the box of crayons, because much of what they want simply will not live, let alone thrive, in their landscape situation. Limiting factors are generally large trees, because the amount of material under the ground is as large as that above. Basically, roots equal shoots. And if folks are even thinking about trying to win the War of the Roses by doing battle against something large and established, they're bound to be less than satisfied. Many times, putting down a nice 3-inch thick layer of bark mulch over a tough area and then planting a shallow-rooted flowering perennial ground cover, like Yellow Archangel, that's going to get rid of a visually impaired area while not breaking the bank and your back. And please, forget about using landscape fabrics under real bark mulch. That isn't doing something for the landscape, it's doing something to it. To put it in the hickory nutshell, landscape fabric doesn't work, should not be used, and always ends up sticking out of the planting in places you don't want to view it. Technically, landscape fabric placed under stone or brick where you don't want something to grow is the ideal and only place to use this material. I won't even sell it in my garden center. I don't want people to get the wrong idea that it works long term. Now, hills tend also to be a challenge because there might be some good soil on top of the hill, but in the middle of the hill, where most people want to plant something, the soil is thin and poor due to the way that erosion works. Moving water tends to move things down to the bottom of the hill. That's why land near a river is thick and rich. Remember, water itself doesn't cause erosion, but velocity of water does. When I'm looking at a slope, I always try to figure out how to slow down the water, perhaps a combination of durable plants with stones or boulders. I like to plant things that have shallow roots that tolerate this low fertility and dry type of soil condition. If I have a sunny slope, I love ornamental grasses, and the cool thing is that memories, they may be beautiful, and yet these grasses remember how tall they should be. They never, ever forget. Yeah, I'm no Barbara Streisand, but if the grass is going to be 3 feet high this year, they'll be 3 feet high for their entire lifetime. If I have shade, again, that Yellow Archangel is just one great plant for less than ideal sites. It creeps, and where its stems touch the ground, they root right in. I match the plant to the site instead of trying to modify the site to match the needs of a particular plant, such as rhododendron. Now, once you start messing with Mother Nature, then Father Time will punish you, and you'll end up with a series of everbrowns. It's just a lot easier figuring out things on the front end than paying for replacements that never should have been planted on challenging sites in the first place. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.